How can we not proclaim again and again, "Great is the Lord"? Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we'll read through the entire Bible in a year, and today is Psalms Wednesday. We'll read chapters 39 through 41, and I'm calling the episode, Rejoice and Be Glad. Of course, I'll have an intro before reading each chapter, as we usually do with the Psalms, and it's Wednesday, so we'll have a time of prayer. We've got some praises and some prayer requests to share today, and before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we have each day to read your word, and I pray that you'll use it to conform us to your will. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you ready? Let's get started. The title of Psalm 39 is To the Chief Musician, to Jeduthun, a Psalm of David. It's thought by some that the chief musician is God. Others believe that it could be a leader of choirs when David wrote this, perhaps Heman, the singer, mentioned in 1 Chronicles 6:33, or Asaph, mentioned in 1 Chronicles 16:5-7. Jeduthun was one of the musicians appointed by David to lead the public worship of Israel. We read his name in 1 Chronicles 16:41 and 1 Chronicles 25:1-3. This psalm, as the title makes clear, was written by King David, but we don't know at what point in his life. Psalms chapter 39. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength, before I go away and am no more. The title of Psalm 40 is To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. Again, we don't know for sure when David wrote this, but G. Campbell Morgan guessed that, in this case, the reason for the song in all probability was that of the deliverance of David from all the long experience of outlawry and suffering, and the fact that he had been brought to his coronation. Psalms chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, "Aha, aha." But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord." As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. The title of Psalm 41 is, To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. Of this psalm, Alexander McLaren wrote, "The central mass of this psalm describes the singer as suffering from two evils, sickness and treacherous friends." Psalms chapter 41. Happy are those who think about the poor. When trouble comes, the Lord will save them. The Lord will protect them and spare their life and will bless them in the land. He will not let their enemies take them. The Lord will give them strength when they are sick, and He will make them well again. I said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, because I have sinned against you." My enemies are saying evil things about me. They say, "When will he die and be forgotten?" Some people come to see me, but they lie. They just come to get bad news. Then they go and gossip. All my enemies whisper about me and think the worst about me. They say, "He has a terrible disease. He will never get out of bed again." My best and truest friend, who ate at my table, has even turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Give me strength so I can pay them back. Because my enemies do not defeat me, I know you are pleased with me. Because I am innocent, you support me and will let me be with you forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has always been and He will always be. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I have a few comments on each one of the Psalms. In Psalm 39, verse 7 says, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." When, like David, we understand the frailty and how fleeting is our life, where else can we put our hope but in the eternal God? How foolish we would be but then to place ourselves in His strong, loving, merciful care. In chapter 40, verses 7 and 8, David said, "Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." O beloved, may this be written of you in His book. And then in verse 16, David said, "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord." Beloved, when we consider the great works of God, especially how He saved us, how can we not proclaim again and again, "Great is the Lord"? In the 41st Psalm, David moves from writing about the blessings that will come to the person who is mindful of the poor and weak, to asking God for mercy when he has sinned, deliverance from those who tell lies about him and wish him dead, the anguish he feels because of the betrayal of those he trusted, and then another plea for God's mercy, and finally, an offering of praise to the God of Israel. David poured out his heart in this psalm, didn't he? This seems to be a time when he was very sick, physically and spiritually. He said to the Lord, "Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you." Sin, beloved, is not just something that sits in solitude. It isn't just a vague idea or a nebulous general breaking of a meaningless random rule. It's an act of rebellion against the God of the universe. David realized that, and because of his sin, he knew that his soul needed the healing touch of a merciful God. David lived about 1,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, yet he believed that God would forgive the repentant heart. He made no excuses, no defense, no flowery language, just a simple, truthful admission of guilt before a holy God. I think this is one reason that he is called a man after God's own heart. The last verse, the offering of praise, is thought of by many scholars to be not only the end of this psalm, but the end of the first book of Psalms. Yes, Psalms actually contains 5 books. The first book ends here with chapter 41. Book 2 is Psalms 42 to 72. Book 3 is Psalms 73 to 89. Book 4 is Psalms 90 to 106. Book 5 is Psalms 107 to 150. Bible commentator Derek Kidner wrote, "Each of the 5 books ends with an outburst of praise, clinched by a double amen, here in Psalm 41 and at the end of 72. An amen and hallelujah at the end of Psalm 106 are finally what is virtually a double hallelujah at the end of Psalm 150, indeed a whole psalm of doxology." And beloved, when David wrote the phrase, "from everlasting to everlasting," he was referring to eternity past to eternity future. Or in the words of Jesus, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus was saying that he always existed and always will exist. Beloved, what a mighty God we serve. Amen and amen indeed. Let me know your thoughts. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511, or you can comment at, comment.lifespringmedia.com. And what's my email address? Yeah, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Send me something. I do read every comment, and I'll most likely play your audio comment or read your comment on the show. So talk to me. Tomorrow is Poetry Thursday. We'll read Job 27 and 28. A few comments came in over the last few days, and the first one came in from The Sowed. Well, actually, a similar comment was sent in about the same issue by both Scott Snyder and Brother Paul of Seattle a day or two before. This specific comment came in from The Sowed, and he said, "I encountered the December 28th episode of the Family Audio Bible and saw that it was showing up weirdly in the Fountain app. Just wanted to bring it to your attention." And he signed off, ITM, love and light. Well, thank you for that, The Sowed. And with that, he sent in a screenshot from the Fountain app. It was the Psalms 36 through 38, Schemes and Lies episode. The weirdness was in how the episode title showed up, and I'm sure lots of you probably encountered it as well. So I replied, ITM, thanks for the heads up. Have you refreshed Fountain? And I said, I did make an error in the title, but corrected it that same day. And after I refreshed the Fountain app, the title reflected the change. Then I said, is the episode playing for you? And he replied, I can't figure out a way to refresh. The Fetch New Episodes and Podcast tab displays the attached title, and the episode did not play while I tried. And then he followed up very quickly with this. I figured out why the problem was so persistent. Fountain adds the episodes to my library, so it was sticky. Once I removed the faulty title from the library, it popped up in your show's feed, and I could add it back in my library again. The library is like my playing queue. Love and light. So I'm sharing this here on the show for those of you who experienced the same, and I'm using air quotes here, the same glitch. The initial problem was because of my error, of course, as it most always is. You see, when I'm bringing all the episode info to the website, the show notes page, there are a bunch of steps I have to do. And one thing I do to speed up things is to copy-paste some of the info from other apps in the workflow. Well, instead of pasting the title into the proper field, I pasted the location of the show art for the episode in that field. Dumb mistake. Obviously, but sometimes Murphy likes to show that his law is still in effect. So please, when you see something that isn't working properly, I love hearing from you so that I can fix the problem. Feel free to email me as soon as you're aware of it. The earlier I fix it, the fewer LifeSpring family members will have to be inconvenienced by not being able to listen to the episode. When you do that, I consider it a favor and a value for value time, talent, or treasure donation. So thank you for that. And then Brother Paul of Seattle sent in this comment. He said, as I was listening to an episode the other day, as you were praying, it got me to thinking. I wonder what others do when praying along. I was thinking this because my mind was wandering, something that happens a lot when I try to pray along with someone. Actually, it happens when I'm trying to just pray myself. My mind just wanders all over. I mean, it does that regardless of prayer or meetings or mostly anything. Anyway, I'm not asking how to focus. I'm more curious what it means to you to pray along when someone else is praying out loud. Well, Brother Paul of Seattle, thank you for that comment. And let me just say, take heart. You're not alone. This is probably something that happens to just about everyone, either all the time or at least from time to time. God has wired our brains to work very quickly, as you know. We think much, much faster than we talk or listen, despite the fact that sometimes we speak before we think, and in the process put our foot in our mouth. But when we listen to other people pray, we start to think about a million other things, and then we have to rein in our thoughts and get back to listening. That's happened to me countless times. Happens to everybody. So to your question, you said, I'm not asking how to focus. I'm more curious about what it means to you to pray along when someone else is praying out loud. Well, Brother Paul, for me, what I'm asking for is to have the listeners agree with me and lift up the prayer to the Lord as if it's your prayer. It can be as simple as a yes, Lord, or grant it, Lord, or just an amen. As I'm praying, this is how you can engage in that. Or you can add to the thought. Let's say I'm praying for somebody else to be healed, and maybe you know a little bit about this kind of a situation. Feel free to add your thoughts to that request. In my experience, I've discovered that when I become an active participant in someone else's prayer, it's easier to pay attention. And another benefit of actively praying along is that you're more likely to remember to keep that person that I'm praying for in mind, and then to pray for them throughout the day and in the days to come. Does that help, Brother Paul? And then this comment came in this morning on the LifeSpring Family Hotline.
Hi, Steve. This is Ann, the mother-in-law of Steve of San Pedro. Anyway, I'm calling to say thank you for everything you do. I truly enjoy the segments that you do, and I really enjoy the explanations at the end. It really brings everything together. And I love the expression today when you said, you know, when God taps you on the shoulder, what will you do? I think that's incredible. So happy belated anniversary, and I hope you have a wonderful new year, and we'll keep listening. All right, Howie's in California right now. He has an appointment on Thursday, so if there's prayers out there, we could use some prayers for him that everything goes perfectly and the way God's will wants it to go. Thanks, and again, happy new year.
Well, thank you for calling in, and it's so good to hear your voice. And I'm sure Steve in San Pedro got a kick out of hearing his new name. Just teasing, giving you a hard time here, Ann. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for your kind words, and we'll pray for Howie today on the show.
Boo!
Boostergram.
A 500-sat boostergram came in from a user of the Fountain app whose username is one of those long numbers, and the last four are 9190. This person has boosted before, and I thank you very much, 9190. God bless you. And while we're talking about sats and the Fountain app and things like that, I've told you before that the Fountain app pays you while you listen. And there are a few of you that are just, it looks like, turning those sats right around and sending them back to me. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And for the LifeSpring family members that aren't yet streaming sats or using one of the new podcast apps, I'll say again that you should go on over to fountain.fm and take a look at that app. They make it easier all the time to get started with doing this stuff. It is fun, and it makes an easy way to help support your favorite podcast. The Fountain app is available for both the Android and iOS platforms, and there are many other apps you can use, so check them out at newpodcastapps.com.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Praises and prayer requests. Brother Paul of Seattle sent in a praise for 2022 and prayer requests for 2023. His praise for 2022 is, I'd say the biggest praise for 2022 is having God bring me back to a non-dormant relationship with Him through No Agenda to LifeSpring. I still have much growing to do, but getting back to it is much better than not. Yes, Paul, that is a wonderful praise, and I join you in that. Hallelujah. And all of us, if we're honest, still have a lot of growing to do. And then prayer requests for 2023. He has two, beyond the one he sent in a few weeks ago about their conundrum in regards to adopting or not adopting a child. So his first prayer request today is, My wife and I need to get back to church, and we want to know where God wants us, and we want the strength and diligence to make this a priority. And his second one is, for continued growth with God. He said, I want this to be undeniably real to me so God can shine through me. And then Kathy has an appointment with the City of Hope today for tests and an injection of cancer medication. And they're hoping to have numbers on her cancer markers before they leave for home today. And just as I was about to begin recording this episode, this prayer request came in from James in Jeffersonville, Kentucky. He wrote, I was just told that a good friend and benefactor to my family, Alan, has had prostate cancer since mid-November, and it has since metastasized to his abdominal floor. He'll be having his prostate and abdominal floor removed on Thursday morning at 5:30. Please pray for him and for a speedy recovery. And of course, James, yes, we'll certainly pray for Alan. So let's gather around here and offer these praises and prayer requests to God. Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice and we are glad because of you. You are above all, and you are righteous. You are oh so merciful to those who love you and have placed their faith in you. Hallelujah. Everything we are, Lord, everything we need comes from your lavish gifts. We worship you and we adore you, Father. We rejoice with Paul that you directed him here to the show, but more than that, that you're growing his faith and his relationship with you. What a marvelous gift, Lord. Thank you for moving in his life and drawing him closer to you, because there's no better place to be. And in the new year, Lord, we pray that you would direct Paul and Colleen to a church home. Give them a thirst to visit churches in their area so that you can show them where you want to use them. And Paul asks for something that we can all agree with. We want to have a flourishing, growing relationship with you. We want to know you better. We want to live for you, and we want to be pleasing to you. Lord, help us to do that. Give us discipline and a resolve to be responsive to the Holy Spirit as he corrects us and leads us in the direction we should go. Help us to run from sin and run into your arms. We thank you, Lord, for your patience and for the promise you gave us that you will complete the work that you've begun in us. We want to be salt and light to those around us so that others will see you at work and will be drawn to know you. And I thank you, Lord, for Ann and Howie. I thank you for bringing them to the LifeSpring family. They've been such an encouragement to me. And we again thank you for the healing that you brought to Howie from COVID after his months in the hospital. And I don't know why he's here in California, but we pray that your will be done. It seems clear that you have a plan for Howie because you gave him that healing. And so we pray that you would open whatever doors you want him to go through, and we pray that you would use both Howie and Ann in whatever way will bring glory to you and will also meet their needs. Bless them, Lord, I pray. We pray now for Kathy's visit at City of Hope today, that everything will go smoothly and that the numbers will show that the cancer is receding. Lord, again, I ask in Jesus' name to please heal Kathy. And we pray now for Alan, who has cancer. Lord, I pray that he would know that you're there with him right now and that you will be in the operating room this Thursday morning. Be with the doctors and the entire surgical team, Lord. Guide their hands. May the surgery be 100% successful, Lord. Use the medical team to remove all the cancer and give Alan a complete healing. May his recovery be fast and with as little discomfort as possible. Give him strength, Lord, and may he trust in you and rest in your care in the days ahead. And Lord, I pray for this show, the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, as we continue in 2023, that you would touch lives and bring people to know Jesus and make him their Lord and their Savior. Give me your words as I speak into this microphone, Lord. Help me to communicate your message. Use me, Lord, however you see fit. I thank you for Leanne and her love for you, and for how she is such a support to me in the work you've called me to do. Bless her, Lord, I pray. And now I pray for the LifeSpring family, Lord. You know each one by name, and you know where they are, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I pray that you would make yourself known to them more deeply and more fully in 2023, that they would desire to go all in with you as never before. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, family, if you have a need, if you have a prayer request, if God is doing something wonderful in your life, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and tell me about it. There's an easy-to-fill-out form there. If you want to remain anonymous, you can tell me that in the form, and I'll pray for you and with you in my private devotional time, and we'll pray together on the show. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I would love to hear your comments on the show. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511 or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. My thanks to Kirsty, Denise, Michael Hainer, and Scott Snyder. Thank you guys for all your help. God bless you guys. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you so much for making me a part of your day. I do not take it for granted, and I truly am thankful. I'll see you tomorrow. My name is Steve Webb. Bye. LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.